I'm with Simon Starting. Hello, Simon.
Hello.
You're the writer of this play I've just been to see. Could you tell us it's from
Docs to Desktops.
Okay, tell me where you got the idea from.
Well, I'm commissioned to write this by London Bubble. So the idea came from London Bubble, and it's a project which we kind of done before. We did a couple of years ago with Blackbirds, which was a story of the Blitz in Bermondsey. And this time we are taking the story of work in Bermondsey from the last, it goes all about 90 years in total. But how we did it is we went and connected interviews with people who have lived and worked in Bermondsey over that time. And then and about 200 hours of interviews went into this. And then I was given those interviews, and then I kind of chopped a script. The decision I made was to, as much as possible, use the original words of the interviewers.
Which is nearly verbatim.
Apart from it needed shaping in certain ways. But that's how I wrote it. That's how I came to write it. So I'm merely, in a way, I view myself as kind of commissioned by the community to write it, rather than it being, some kind of idea I got.
It's fabulous,
yeah.
I must say.
Thank you.
I like the way, I don't know if you've done it on purpose, with all the voices talking together over one another.
Yeah.
Because for me it felt as if these are voices that go back and back in time. Is that what you meant to do?
Yeah, yes it was, absolutely.
It was very touching, and it wasn't until I was watching the play that I realised that it was, you were looking at the years going up to the 90s,
it? Yeah, up to the present day actually, because at the end of the show we kind of end up in this building we are in now, which is the Biscuit Factory. Used to be Peak Friends, so the whole thing's performed in Peak Friends as it was. And now, what do we have in Peak Friends now? It's no longer making biscuits and twiglets. We're making, there's climbing walls and there's art galleries and there's a kind of fractured workplace now, rather than it just being one big industrial complex. It's all lots of little things, as indeed most of our society is as well. So that's kind of why it was interesting to come right way up to the present day and then ask the question, what next, in a way.
Hi, what's your name?
Vanessa Dowling.
So tell me, are you actually one of the storytellers? How did you get involved?
I was an interviewee and also an interviewer.
So tell me your part of the play. Because you were doing your own words, so you worked at the Stock Exchange, did you?
It was actually a foreign exchange dealing room, but it was the same. It was an exchange, like it's stock exchange shares, or if it was commodities, or mine was actually currencies.
It was a bit of an eye-opener, actually, because that was the first time I'd realised that maybe, if you don't mind me saying it, working-class people worked on a trading floor. I didn't realise that until, the new boys came in.
Yeah, but mine was just purely by chance. I went into the bank and they said, from my story, I wasn't in the dealing room, I'd worked in the back office, and they just sort of said to me, do you fancy trying it?
How long did you do it for?
I worked for Lloyds Bank for 31 years, so I was probably probably about 26 years actually in the dealing room there.
And you said in the play you loved it.
I did. It was exciting.